may seem like just kind of a footnote to the headlines. One Minnesota bank announced plans Friday to stop financial transactions to Somalia. But talk about a ripple that becomes a wave somewhere else. Somali authorities have now pleaded with U.S. officials to ease restrictions on wire transfers to the region. That's because the country is in the midst of a severe drought. The cost of food is rapidly increasing, and the transfer of even as little as $100 or even $50 can make all the difference in the world to overseas family members of America's Somali diaspora. Unfortunately, U.S. laws make wire transfers to the Horn of Africa very risky. They're afraid that that money could end up in the hands of terror networks like Al-Shabaab or Al-Qaeda. Joining us now is Shannon Scribner, Oxfam America's Humanitarian Policy Manager. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
Let's start first because, you know, I don't think many Americans have been hearing all that much about what's going on with the drought in Somalia. Can you let us know how dire the circumstances are there?
So the Horn of Africa, which includes Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia, are experiencing the driest drought that they've had in over 20 years. So this really is unprecedented in terms of the numbers of people that have been affected by drought. In Somalia, the conditions are so severe that you actually have areas that are experiencing a famine, and that just means that people don't have enough food, they don't have enough nutrition in order to survive. So you're seeing people move to a refugee camp in Kenya called the Dadaab, which is the largest refugee camp in the world. And Somalia is also experiencing conflict as well. So it's really many ingredients that have been a recipe for a huge humanitarian crisis in the region. And in particular, Somalia.
Well, there's a large Somali American population in Minnesota. I can only imagine that that's what makes this decision by a bank in Minnesota to stop its wire transfer service so significant. There must have been a lot of money coming from Somali Americans going to their family members overseas.
Absolutely. For the last 20 years, Somalis have survived to a large extent based on money that their families have sent them who are living in the U.S. and who are working in the U.S., in particular in Minnesota. And this money has funded schools and local businesses, salaries for teachers and nurses. And now we're at a point where that money is a lifeline for these people because they are experiencing these famine conditions. And one woman told us that her brother from Minnesota sends her about, it was $100 a month before the drought. Now it is $200. And that money she uses to buy food because the food is so expensive and just gets her family, including six children, by day by day. And now her family, when that money ends at the end of this month, she'll have to move with her family to Dadaab, make that trek to that refugee camp because they won't be able to survive without it.
We do have a statement from Sunrise Community Bank. They've stopped issuing wire transfers, as we said. They wouldn't join us for an interview, but they gave us this statement. Here it is in part. Our banks are working tirelessly with legislators, the Somali community, and NGOs to develop a new solution that will comply with the complex laws and regulations surrounding the remittances to Somalia. Right now we're speaking to Shannon Scribner. She's Oxfam America's Humanitarian Policy Manager. Shannon, what has happened? Has anything changed that would lead to this decision by a community bank to stop transferring money to Somalia?
Nothing recently has happened. After 9/11, there were laws passed. There were counterterrorism laws passed. And there were a lot of restrictions placed on banking institutions, banks especially that were transferring money overseas so that this money didn't end up in the hands of extremist groups. And what's happening now is this one bank who really serves as this lifeline, who transfers the majority of the money to communities in Somalia, have reassessed their banking systems, and they've looked at the wiring transfers, and they've deemed that it's too high of a risk because the laws are so complicated. They are concerned that they're not going to be able to comply with all the laws, or the way the laws are being interpreted, they're not 100% confident that they're interpreting them correctly because the laws are so complicated. So right now, the bank, the U.S. government, especially the Treasury Department, are looking at ways to find a solution so that you can have the legitimate and transparent methods that are already in place, but in particular that the bank can be reassured that they're following these laws accordingly and they won't be prosecuted for any of the wiring of the money, especially the money that is going to the Somalis most in need.
You know, Shannon, we were talking earlier about sort of the aggregate amount of money that gets sent overseas every year. But I wonder, you know, we said just I said just a few minutes ago that even $50 can make a difference. Is that true, 50 American dollars? I mean, I read an article in which one person said, you know, my wire transfer will keep my family from starving. Is that sort of an exaggeration or is that true?
It's true for a lot of Somalis right now who have nothing. And traditionally, or through the last several years, about $100 million from the U.S. has gone to Somalis from their families living in the U.S., and that really has been the lifeline. This issue was raised by Oxfam's partners on the ground. We weren't even looking at it in Washington, D.C., until our partners on the ground said, this is really going to impact the people that we work with, the communities that we work with, and they're really concerned about that. And like the woman I mentioned, that $200 a month, which is probably a lot for many of the Somalis living there, that is a lifeline. And she has six children, and then she has her extended family as well. So that is really serving as their lifeline at the moment.
But hopefully it's not a matter where a few days while they get it worked out is going to make the difference between life and death.
We only have a few days left, so it really will make a difference between life and death for the U.S. government, for the bank, to come up with a solution that makes everyone happy. So we're just urging them to do so that this really important lifeline can still be in place for these Somalis.
Shannon Scribner is Oxfam America's Humanitarian Policy Manager. Thank you so much, Shannon.
Thank you.
She's talking about the decision by Sunrise Community Bank to stop issuing wire transfers. That's the way in which many Somali Americans were getting money to their families overseas, especially in the Horn of Africa, where there is a drought currently and a famine.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.